Is the media buying in on Auburn? Welcome in to the Friday edition of the Barnes Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Yes, it is Friday, but let's just hop right into it, Graham. This week was SEC Media Days, and this was really the first time the national media has gotten a chance to kind of get to know Coach Golish, Byron Brown. They know McPherson because he's been at Auburn, you know, Champ Anthony. But this was mainly just to, you know, see, you know, what Byron Brown and Coach Golish and what the hype is all about. And after they were there and did what they did and everyone seemed to have positive, reviews about McPherson and Champ Anthony and Byron Brown and Golish, that the media is buying in. So I kind of throw it to you, like, what are your thoughts on, you know, them? And we can talk about one specific one that I kind of touched on yesterday that I kind of want to dive deeper into. But like, kind of, what are your thoughts on that?
Kind of caught off guard a little bit by it. And it's something that we haven't really seen in the last couple years. You know, it really since I really think the Gus Malzahn days. The 20 after 2013, Auburn's name was up there, and then we kind of died off there right after 2013. And then came back a little bit in 2017. So there was some buzz around the national media there just because of, you know, like getting Jared Stidham and stuff like that. But yeah, ever since, you know, we got rid of Malzahn, it's kind of been, you know, downhill. It didn't really improve with Brian Harsin. And I think that's just because it was such a random hire. Like, he wasn't really an up and coming coach, it felt like. Kind of like Golish is, you know, he kind of was just like a what is this hire? And I think what we found out, you know, since then, part of that reason, because I don't think he was our number one pick. I think Lane Kiffin was. Or was that
Summerall?
Or refer back during the Harsin days. But
yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so that was like, all right, interesting. And then with Hugh Freeze getting retired, you know, people were like, can he do it again? Like, he, you know, fell from grace at Ole Miss. Got fired from Ole Miss and had ultimately ended up at Liberty, did well at Liberty, and then got his chance back in the SEC. And people were like, oh, I don't know. Like, will he be able to recreate what he did at Ole Miss, you know, 10 years later? And so, again, the media was questionable there. But like, hey, I don't really know. I'm not something I don't want to really mess with that. And so now that Auburn has a, you know, up and coming head coach who started off as a coordinator, did really successful things as a coordinator. Of course, as we saw at Tennessee, had the number one offense in the country. Yep. And then immediately saw success pretty quickly over at USF when he did get his first head coaching job. Like we said, this is his second only head coaching job. Like, he coached at USF as head coach, and now he's coaching in the SEC. So like we said, up and coming, ready to prove himself. He's got his pieces. He's got one of the top quarterbacks in the country, as we've seen all over. And so that's just a recipe for the national media to be like, all right, let's lock in on this team. Like, new coach, revamping a program that has fallen to the dumps, that used to be at all-time highs, you know, and they've got a quarterback now that is, we think, could be really good. So let's tune in. Let's see what they have to say. And I think that's kind of where the national media is going right now because of all those things put together. And I personally love it. It's exciting for us, you know, as we do this stuff, because the media talks about it, we get to talk about it. And so, I love it.
Yeah. I do too. And it's funny too, cause there's like, it's almost like a two-sided coin. Cause you have some of these media personalities like Jordan Rogers, like I mentioned yesterday, this is kind of what I want to dive deeper into after, you know, he got to meet and talk with Alex Golish, he got to meet and talk with Byron Brown, and Byron Brown was also on Crane and Cone as well. And you're thinking like, you know, oh, this, you know, positive vibes and everything. And then you turn around and, you know, the media polls came out today and they have us at 12th, and it's like, okay, well, do you believe or not? So, you know, you have a lot of the big name media personalities being like, I could see Auburn winning 8 or 9 games. You know what I mean? And in that, you know, current state of the playoff with it being as big as it is right now, 9 wins can get you in potentially if everything goes in your favor, 9 or 10 roughly. But again, you have to make the wins look good because, who knows how the committee is going to do this year, because they always, everyone's like, yeah, I think they got it right. And it's like, I don't know. But that being said, I do agree with what Jordan Rogers said with the whole 89 games, because if you look at our schedule and the quality of opponents that we play, like, I think he was like, I think Auburn could beat Florida. I think they can go into Tennessee and beat Tennessee. I think potentially if they played their cards right, they could beat Ole Miss. You know what I mean? And that's like something that would be crazy if we did that, because that would guarantee almost 8 or 9 wins off the rip, because you got to think who we play. You know, if we can beat Baylor, that's a big game. Obviously, we play Southern Miss. That's kind of a gimme game, if you will. We should win that game.
I hope. This team can't – well, not this team in particular, but Auburn can't put past anything. The day that we lost New Mexico State, I was like, I'm not – this team could do literally anything, and I cannot say anything's a win now.
Nothing will shock me, but I'm just saying it should be a win.
Yes.
Should be a win.
I get
but if we can get wins against Florida, Tennessee, and Ole Miss, sky's the limit. Because he was saying, like, if you do that, then you have momentum going into potentially – I don't think we beat Georgia.
No,
but I think we could beat Bama.
If we played Georgia at home,
yeah,
I think there's a chance. Just because you know how Auburn plays at home, it's crazy. But no, I do agree. I think Bama is gettable this year. I think they have a lot of questions at quarterback. And obviously, you know, that'll be the end of the year. So hopefully, they're playing their best football by that point. Mm-hmm. And all those questions have been figured out. But you know, like, how say if they do go with Keelon Russell, then how does he handle pressure of playing an Iron Bowl, you know, like
right.
against an Auburn team that hopefully has done really well and is ready to come in and beat you. Or if it's Austin Mack, you know, you've been a backup your whole career. How do you handle this?
There is a lot of question marks. I agree. And one thing I think will be answered for them, at least in terms of, like, you know, I'm not trying to look ahead or anything, but we're talking about, you know, all these predictions that everyone has. I think Bama last year, they struggled running the ball. I don't think that'll be a problem for them this year. So we'll have to definitely be tuned up for that, which I think Durkin will have them
and
tuned up for that when the time comes.
I'm going to say Auburn's run defense was one of the best in the country last year. We were able to stop the run extremely well, and hopefully we can continue that after losing some guys, you know, to the portal and to the draft and stuff like that, and just to graduation. But
it's part of the reason why we were even in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm confident with the Durkin defense that, you know, it doesn't matter who we have in there, that he can get that stuff done. So hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, it's a testament to, like, I haven't seen, and people could disagree with me on this, and Graham, you might disagree with me on this, but I have not seen a coach come from Auburn, go to SEC Media Days, and control a room like Golish did. Like, literally, he was like, all right, let's get started. And it was like, all right, you know, everyone's like, oh crap. Okay. All right. Yes, sir. Please don't throw the podium at me. Like Summerall said, sir, please, please don't do that. I'm excited, man. I feel more confident going into this season than I was a couple months ago. You know what I mean? After we've gotten to see some of these people in person, and, you know, which is an honor to do, and it's a privilege, but you, as a fan, you're like, hold on. What I'm liking the energy. I'm liking the chemistry. And, you know, we touched on it earlier in the week, how you're not having, and Jordan Rogers even talked about this too, they're not having to instill a new culture. The culture came from USF that was already established, and it's merging with another established culture with the defense. And it's just meshed into something that a lot of teams don't have when a new coach comes to town. You know what I mean? And it's gotten to the point now where these recruits who haven't even put on a freaking uniform yet for Auburn are already buying in too. It's like, my God, like, what do we have here? Do we got something cooking here potentially? Not to bug on a Friday. I mean, it's Friday. I'm going to bug anyway because it's Friday. But, like, come on. Like, I don't know, man. The signs are there. We just need to – the next step is to win games. It is. And I know we've said that before, and I know people are tired of hearing us sound like a broken record, but that is literally the next step, is to win games. I know it is blatantly obvious that is what needs to be done, but that is the next step in the formula of getting back to a somewhat relevancy again in the SEC. Because the past 5 years of the crap that we've had to go through between Harsin's inability to recruit and Freeze's inability to coach, because you're talking about how hard he fell from grace at, you know, Ole Miss. I didn't think it was possible to see someone fall harder, but he literally fell so hard. He was hitting the life alert, help me, I've fallen and I can't get up, and no one was coming to help because he's like, but I have a tee time, let me get up. You know what I mean?
It's like our two coaches, you know, like, were the thing that they struggled in was the thing that the other one didn't, you know? So like, mm-hmm. Harston could not recruit to save his life, could coach a little bit. He beat a couple ranked teams, beat Ole Miss at some point in there. Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, beat LSU in Baton Rouge for the first time since like 1998 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to win some games like that was there, but he was winning it kind of with the Gus Malzahn talent, you know? So like, gave him the talent, he could have gotten some of that stuff done. And then obviously, as the, you know, the year went on and he lost all that talent and didn't recruit anybody,
mm-hmm.
we saw where that ended us. And then with Freeze, he could recruit like nobody's business, was giving us like top 10 classes, and then just forgot how to coach football. So hopefully this is third time's a charm and we get a coach that can do both. And so far, I'm pretty pleased. So far, he can do that. He's shown us the recruiting side. He's been able to do it. And he's got a history of coaching well as a head coach with his time at USF. So hopefully he can put this together here at Auburn and we can get this done.
Yeah, I agree. You were talking about Hugh Freeze forgetting how to coach football. I saw a meme the other day, made me laugh so hard, where it's third down. We got to win the game, and it's like, Hugh, what are we doing? And it's Hugh updating the app for like your for your golf game, like whatever Kyle was referring to, like back when everyone was like able to like track his like, you know, his playing time,
like,
or whatever.
When like, because he canceled the day he got fired, he canceled the tee time. Everyone's like, oh, it happened, it's happening. And then like, it legit, what, like that, it literally happened that day. And so that was crazy.
Yeah. It owned me when I saw there. It's like, Hugh, what are we going to do? And it's like, hang on, guys, I got to update my handicap, my profile. It's like, wait, what? 10 seconds on the play clock, coach. Yeah, hold on.
So crazy. And what's so bizarre to me is like, and I don't know if you did, but I did for sure. I tried to defend Hugh Freeze as much as possible. I was like, oh, guys, like, just give him some time. Like,
year two, I did. And I was then like, year three, when it kept hitting year the three fan. Got
bad. And that's when I was like, all right.
Yeah, well, it got, whenever he was like saying, like, you know, in the off season after year two, when he kept saying, you know, we're so close, I said, okay, cool. And then we beat Baylor at Baylor. Like, you know, we turned around and dropped so many points on South Alabama. I know it's South Alabama, but it's like, my God.
We struggled against South Alabama. We dropped a lot of points on Ball State.
Ball State, that's what it was. Sorry.
Everyone was like, because like, it was like only rolling up by like 14 and a half. And we're like, we mm-hmm. should be up more against South Alabama right now. We should.
Yeah.
And that's when people, and that's when Jackson Arnold started to have like some issues in the pocket. And I was like, mm-hmm. wait, this is not that good.
To me, the red flag, and I don't want to like rag on Hugh Freeze because I already do it enough and we'll probably do it again. But whenever he, you know, the whole like week of practice, I'm sure you remember this, where it was like first of the week, video of him throwing the visor on the ground because Jackson Arnold wouldn't get rid of the football. Mm-hmm. And then like someone asked him about that. And then he was like, yeah, you know, he just wouldn't get rid of the ball, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then like the next day they like dialed back the defense to give him confidence. And I'm like, pardon my French, what the hell are you talking about? What do you mean?
I was defending it in the fact I was like, oh, well, he had a really rough situation at Oklahoma, so they're just trying to build him back up. Looking back on that, shouldn't have done that. But now we have a quarterback, and this was a quote from Byron Brown at SEC Media Days. Mm-hmm. He said, like, someone talked about like confidence and stuff like that, and he said, "Oh, I feel super great. Like I'm playing against the best one of the best defenses in the country every day." I was like, "Yes, like yeah, like, no, we're not scaling it back. He's playing against one of the hardest defenses in the country. Let's go beat everybody else, because you know you're gonna like you see this defense, so you should be able to beat any of them now." So come on. And I know Golis is not the type to be like, hey, we're not gonna like, you know, go easy on you. Like, we're gonna make this as hard on you that when we get into a game situation, you've seen hard, so then you can like, all right, I'm calm and collected in this moment, because mm-hmm. I've seen this before. I've seen things harder than this before. This isn't that bad.
So, and you know, like Byron described his running style and Golis described, you know, what type of football team they're going to be on both sides of the ball, violent. And that's what I can't wait to see. You know what else I can't wait to see? people in their gear from AUShirts.com. That's what I can't wait to see. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. You got the Barnhard shirt, the FE Iron shirt. If you know, you know. That's another Goalish quote for that. The book shirt, the C5 hoodies, and the book hat. We also have some mugs and some other options on the website as well. We add new styles weekly. Again, if you are going to the game in Atlanta against Baylor or at home in Jordan Hare Stadium, at a tailgate, at your own home, having a party for game day, or you're on the road on a away game, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, and let us know that you're sporting your gear from AUShirts.com to let us know you're supporting all your favorite shows at the Barn. So, again, if you want to get all your favorite gear from all your shows at the Barn, go to AUShirts.com. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Yeah, also go to buyauburn.com while you're at it, and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. Like I've said before, buyauburn.com is a great place for you to go to get your business on an index that is full of Auburn-run and owned businesses with Auburn fans. Or if you're just a customer, then buyauburn.com is another great place for you to go because it's a place that you can shop and support the family of Auburn fans. Like we said, if you're going to Atlanta, kickoff's in 43 days. 43 days. That's it. That is it. And
give it to me.
Goalish said that fall camp starts a week from Tuesday. So football season is just about here. So go to buyauburn.com today to see if there's anything that you can get for football season or anything in Atlanta that if you're going to the game, there's all types of stuff on the index. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up your company or to search the index.
Yes, yes, please do. Again, it grows every single day by the handful. So if you know anyone with a local business with ties to Auburn, let them know about buyauburn.com. Graham, moving on to the back end of the show, this made me laugh yesterday so hard because Stephen Pearl posted a he basically reposted a post from a page called OTV Hoops. Got to give credit where credit is due, of assistant coach Matt Gaitans. I hope I'm saying that name right. When he was at Iowa playing basketball for the Iowa Hawkeyes, the clip in particular. Stephen Pearl posted, he said, at Auburn basketball, I think we have screenshots of that too, for those that are watching. But basically, Tahad posted this after Stephen Pearl did. But he said, my bad, I was unfamiliar with your game, coach, and stuff like which made me laugh because that clip in particular that he had posted, he dunks it on somebody. I'm like, my God. And then this one was from Stephen Pearl, the original repost. It said, at Auburn basketball, I need a repost, put some respect on Matt Gaines' name. If you have not seen the clips, go to OTV Hoops and Grandma's bringing up the
end. That's fine. Didn't
mean to click it. Oh man. Which by the way, apparently that's from Peter Burns, for those that were correcting us on that, but that post in particular. But the back to the OTV Hoops post. If you have not seen it, go watch it because I was blown away too, because I did not know, I was not familiar with his game either. I did not know he could get up like that. Because he dunked on somebody. It was vicious. Like it was a breakaway steal for a slam, and it was contested. I was like, my God. Oh, good gracious.
Sounds like we just got dogs coaching this Auburn basketball
team. I know, man. And I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday too, but those clips of Narcisse in practice swatting Tahad, and there was another clip of Tahad, breaking through two defenders, going in for a slam, and then just some good highlights of some of our shooters that we have. So I'm excited, man, for basketball season two. Like, I'm just ready for Auburn sports to be good again. I really am. Like, I'm way past the whole, well, at the end of the day, we're family, and that's all that matters. That's great and all, but when you suck, I kind of want to.
Furious movie, guys. Come on.
Yeah, this isn't Vin Diesel. Okay, we're not about to have the cookout out back after, the end of the, game, like win or lose. No, I want to win the game and celebrate, not lose and be like, we're family. No, I'm over that.
We had one Final Four run, and other than that, it's just been devastation.
Yeah.
Since I've been in college, at least.
Devastation.
Like my first year as a freshman, football sucked, so that was fun. Basketball loses to Yale in the first round. That wasn't fun.
Oh God.
Next year, football, also baseball, like was good, but like they couldn't do anything. And then next year, football sucked once again. Surprise. And then basketball finally more run, the greatest basketball team I've ever seen in my life. That team will forever be in my heart. It is my favorite sports team of all time. And then baseball, once again, goes to I don't remember what baseball did last year, to be honest. And then this year, football sucked. And basketball sucked. Didn't even make the tournament. And here we are. So
it's time to turn around. I you can't get worse. You just, there's no way. So I'm ready for football, ready for basketball. But I thought it was funny that they were showing some love to the assistant coach Matt Gaetens and his back to his playing days at Iowa, because that was really cool to see. And was honestly, it, like when Tahad was like, "I was unfamiliar with your game, coach. My God," it made me laugh too.
They haven't talked about that at practice too.
Oh, you already know. Like, talk for us, coach. Slow it for us, real quick. So some other basketball news that's had not related to Auburn, well, kind of related to Auburn in a way because he's on the team. The Sixers have landed LeBron James after all the, you know, like, you know, what's going on. And, you know, here we are. Do what?
Did I have some words about this?
You have some words about this? Okay. Interesting. So basically it's a 2-year deal, $8 million deal. Really cool. Jhené Brown on the Sixers. I have a theory about that. You know, about some of the younger talent because of, you know, what happened with LeBron teams, et cetera. He's headed to Philly, kind of a big deal. Probably going to retire Sixer, which I did not have on my bingo card at all. I thought personally he was either going to pick Golden State or go back to Cleveland to finish out his career, but, this is his best opportunity to win a championship. And if that's what he wants to do, then if he's not in the finals, then it's an epic failure, in my opinion. And that's just another reason why I still think MJ is the GOAT. But that's a whole other conversation for another day. But, Grim, what are your thoughts?
I hate it, like, tremendously. I don't like it at all. First of all, I don't like Philadelphia sports. I'm a Braves fan, so I hate the Phillies. And just, this feels illegal and wrong, LeBron being in a 76ers uniform. I was talking to one of my friends. I was like, what do you mean he's not a Laker or a Heat or a Cav? That, like, seeing any other jersey on LeBron James is like, that's not right. That shouldn't be allowed. So that threw me off. I just don't like it. Do I expect the 76ers to win the NBA finals now? Absolutely. I might put money on it because the script is there. LeBron James in his final, it's a 2-year contract. Who knows if he'll play both? I mean, I'm sure got an option, but
I think 2 years he's done. I think this is it.
So, he goes to 76ers. This is LeBron's farewell tour kind of, and the 76ers just inquired Jaylen Brown now. And they already have VJ Edgecombe, MVP winner, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, now LeBron and Jaylen Brown. What do you mean? Like, they should win the NBA Finals. If they don't, that's crazy. And that's my thoughts.
Yeah. And now here's my concern. I mentioned Jhené Brown being on the roster. He has a two-way contract with them, I believe, as it stands currently. I could be wrong about that. I'll have to look. But from what I gather and I remember from last season, he was still on a two-way contract. Two-way contract, for those who don't know, he can play some NBA games when they need him. Most of the time, he's in the G League. So whenever they call him up, if someone's injured, he replaces that role and everything. Well, here's where I'm concerned for Jhené. And honestly, Filon, because we made a big deal about how the summer league, it sounded so weird to hear Filon to Broom on lobs in the summer league. LeBron is notorious for trading away Broom, young talent to bring in. Yeah, I would die. And I almost said James to Broom, but Broom don't got it like that. Because last time he tried to go up for an oop, he landed and it was like he got hit by a car and then came back in and hit a three against Michigan State. I'll never forget that. He went up and landed.
I was at that game, greatest live in-person sporting moment of my life. Because
crowd pop was nuts.
Yes. And the crowd pop when he like came back out to go back in as well was one of the loudest I've ever heard. Now, weren't you at the kick six?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so that was the loudest I've heard in person.
I wish I had something like that as my, you know, number one in-person sports moment. I don't. It's gotta be the Jhené Brown coming back.
Yeah, my dad about broke my back because he picked me up, and it was like one of those hugs where your arms are locked like this, you know, and you're like doing that. And I heard my back going, it was not great. But yeah, I we'll see. With him taking only a 2-year, $8 million deal, I think that's the lowest contract he's had ever, if I'm not mistaken. So they might keep the out around.
He got a quote, and it was like, this going here is not for the money. He's like, genuinely, like, I just want to play basketball. I want to be competitive. I want to win. Like, that's why I'm here.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. But I'm happy for Jhené, though, that he gets a chance to play with someone like LeBron James, and that's really cool. Not a lot of people will get to say that. So it's like Jabari Smith getting to play with Kevin Durant. And that, you know, even though there's a little bit of drama there, which there always is with Kevin Durant nowadays, when there's, you know, when is there not? I feel like ever since he left Golden State, it's just been a drama queen. Durant's really been a drama llama. I'm not going to lie. He has.
Really, even OKC.
Yeah, on it. Yeah, for real. But yeah, other than that, I don't have anything. That was kind of just something I wanted to add because I thought that was really cool that Jhené gets to do that.
Sports, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bet. I mean, that's the announcement everyone's been waiting on. Even the freaking commissioner was like, I need LeBron to decide so I can do the schedule.
I didn't games yet. I was like, you know, a player is important when they are waiting to schedule games for him.
What made me laugh, though, I saw an article, too, saying LeBron was frustrated that Adam Silver was pushing him to make a decision. I said, this man was waiting to see what the schedule was going to look like to see where he was going to go. I was like, I knew exactly what he was doing.
Do I play on Christmas? Man. Do I go here?
It's like, do we have a lot of back-to-backs? Like, I don't know.
How far do we have to travel?
Miami's got 14 back-to-backs. No, thanks.
Watch, they're about to the schedule. They should have to be like 6 series with the Lakers, 6 series with the Cavs, 6 series with the with the Heat. They're make LeBron play all of his former teams all year long.
Oh man, yeah, that'd be the farewell tour. But yeah, other than that, that's all I got. Grammy, got anything else to add?
Nope, that's it.
Cool. Well, everyone, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, turn on notifications, all that fun stuff, so you don't miss anything from your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. But yeah, besides that, we hope everyone has a great rest of your Friday night. We wish you a great weekend, and we will see y'all on Monday, Lord willing, same time next week. Yeah, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McClain. You have been watching or listening to the Barnes Social Hour. War Damn Eagle, always. See y'all next time.
See ya.